KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagTube. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. John here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. I'm negative and negative. We had a tornado, an F2 tornado up in St. Petersburg in Hillsborough County just north of me. Tore up quite a few buildings and did a lot of damage. WN4V.
Yeah, KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. Be negative and negative, and see you Saturday morning.
4DOS, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. And good evening to you all on the net, and we'll see you as well on Saturday, Lord willing, and he tarries that long.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V, Mr. John, down there in Brayton, Florida, Manatee County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And, John, I hate it for those folks up there a little north of you with that F2 tornado. Golly, I'm just glad it didn't hit down there in your area. But I guess it had to touch down someplace. But I really feel for those folks this time of year. Hope they all get along well and don't have any more of those tornadoes. Y'all take care and bat down the hatches. Also, like to say good evening to KW4TS, Mr. Jim, down there in Pelzer this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim, and I hope to see you Saturday morning. And K4ZZX, that's Mr. Steve. He's up there at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve, and I hope to see you as well. And folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, I'll make an announcement. I'll put a number 2 on this for tonight. The West Cars VE team will be putting on a test session again this coming Saturday at the Red Cross Building at 940 Grove Road. If you want to take your test for the first time or upgrade or anything, we will be there. You need to be there about 8:45, start the paperwork, and then we'll start the testing about 9. You need a picture ID. If you have a license, you need to. We would like for you to bring a copy of your license, so we'll have it on hand. And if you don't have a license, then you'll need one other form of identification. So there you go. Also had some pre-check-ins. I'd like to say good evening to Fred, WFCM, and his sweet bride Isla, N4IEI of Traveler's Rest, and KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate all those folks being with us tonight. Now we'll move up to the, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike Whiskey Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, while in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Will you check in? Kilo, India 4, Mike Lima, November.
Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, Mike and Pickens, and I'll be sticking around for the shop and swap.
AOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt and Inman, I'll be negative, but I'll stick around for the swap meet.
And Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Greenville County. I'll be native and native, 73, UN Air on the Net, and tell Miss Troy I said hello.
4DOS. K4, November Charlie, Tango Bob in Columbus, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative, but I will hang around for the swap net.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That was a great group of folks to start off with this evening. We'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Al. Be back to you for some comments after a while. And KX4MT, that's Mr. Mike. He's over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up in Inman. Appreciate you being here, Walt. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being here, Matt. And K4NCT, that's Mr. Bob. He's up in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to say good evening. KO4ACA. Is that Phil or Bill over in Greenville?
That is Bill.
All right, Bill. I just wanted to make sure my ears were hearing somewhat correctly tonight. But I appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Let's move up in the alphabet now to the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. In the Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, no comment, no traffic.
DOS. Check in November 2, Sierra Uniform Bravo, N2SUB, Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I believe I had a double right there at the end. I'll read what I got, and if there's anyone else, we'll grab those as well. Love to get this. Don't want to miss anybody. I'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN. That's Mr. John. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And N2SUB, Mr. Jim. He's over there in South Greenville. And if there was a double, right there's where the double was, and Jim went out. So let's go for additional stations, Quebec through Tango, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic, no roundtable.
Good evening to KF4RVH. That's my buddy JD over there in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, JD. Hope you're doing well. We'll move on up in the alphabet now to the Uniform Through Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK, mobile in Bakersfield. Name is Shane. No traffic, no table. Good evening, Gary. Enjoy. And the net.
DOS. For Kilo, Mike 4, Zulu Sierra Tango. Joel and Anderson, just hang around for the net. Be negative, negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's mobile over there in Nakersfield. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KM4ZST, Mr. Joe. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being here, Joe. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor. I'll be negative and negative, but listening in.
Good evening, KO4BDM, Mr. Jim over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. We'll move on up in the alphabet to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4, DJC, Jerry, and Anderson. No traffic, no comments tonight.
I4 DOS.
Control, please recognize Kilo, India, 4, Delta, Delta, Delta. That's KI4 DDD. Name is Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-Ray. I'm mobile in Central. I'll be short time tonight. About to arrive at home. 73.
KI4DOS. And Ms. Joy and Annette, please check in. Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo Golf. This is AK. I'm in Easley. I got something for the swap net.
KI4DOS. Good to hear you calling the net tonight, Gary. Till Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4AOW. Mr. David, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being here, Jerry. And KI4DDD, Mr. Alex, mobile down there around Central tonight. Appreciate you being with us, Alex. You be careful out there on the mobile. Get on safely. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Be back to you for to get your item for the swap net just a little bit. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And KP2BYQ, Mr. David, and he's over here at Easley, neighbor of mine. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Through Hotel is a big group. This is Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, negative, negative night, Gary, thanks.
Yes.
would, sir. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name's Mike, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary. Good to hear you, sir. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. 73, you and everyone on the net.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. She's down in Simpsonville. And Wendy, I guess they were just waiting on you to start the group off. But appreciate you being with us. And Wendy brings along her husband, Mark. W2MJB. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And AK4HR, Mr. Mike, he's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope to see you on Saturday morning. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the India through Lima Group I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Fox Trot Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
West. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KI4, DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG. Kevin, over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you. Everybody on the net.
DOS. Good evening, Gary. This is KC4, LPF, Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot. Thanks for calling the net. Good to hear you on here, Gary. Appreciate you. Bye.
For DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Hope everybody's doing okay. You can just check me in and out. Thank you, sir.
I4DOS, please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. And KN4UBG, Mr. Kevin, he's down in Fountain Inn. Appreciate you being here, Kevin. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam. He's down there in Slaptown. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JKV, and that's Duncan up in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in the other room watching some TV. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Jerry. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens. Don't try to whoop up. We'll be listening.
Yes. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot. Keep it close. Good evening, Jerry. Enjoying everybody on that. Just check me in and out. Usually I can't get this repeater in, but I'm here tonight, Jerry, so just check me in and out.
Juliet
Hotel Kilo Charlie, KJ4HKC, John in Belton, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Master Ron over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KE4ZHF, Master Keith, he's up there in Columbus, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Keith, you booming in here, sound. And KJ4HKC, that's Mr. John, he's down in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Got another EchoLink station up. Let's see if I can grab this EchoLink station, then we'll ask for some more. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via EchoLink Liberty, in and out.
I say good evening to KG4WNP, Mr. Landon, via Echo Link down in Liberty tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta. I don't even know where I'm at, folks. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us so far. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Have one gentleman with an item for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. W4AKG. Mr. AK, what have you got for the swap net tonight, young man?
Well, I like that young man part. Good evening, Gary. I got a Kenwood 2-meter radio. It's a model TM261A. TM261A, it's a 2-meter. radio. I got mic, the power cord, the mobile mount, and I got an extension speaker. It's optional, but I'll throw that in there too. I've used it on this radio, and it really makes it sound good. But anyway, so I put that in there. And the manual, I got the box, but I don't have the foam inserts that goes in the box. And I've used this radio for a while as my base station. So I put some little rubber feet on the bottom of it. I think that's it. Oh, and I want 60.
AK, you dropped out on me. We'll go with what I got so far. You have for sale a Kenwood TM261A. That's a 2-meter monobander. You have the microphone, the power cord, the mobile mounting bracket. You got an external speaker that you might throw in with it. You also have the manual and the box, but the box is missing the insert. And I didn't get the price. Give me the price there, young man.
My big fingers got on the wrong button, and this radio took off. Oh, mercy. The price is $65. And my contact information, 864-509-6653, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. I don't know, I looked down and this radio was going crazy and I didn't hear you. Oh, me, that's what you get when you got big fingers. But anyway, yeah, that's it. And I appreciate it, buddy, for what you do. W4AKG. I hope you got that.
Good of it there, AK. I've got a TM261 right here beside me, or in front of me. That's the 2-meter. I got the 440 and the 220, all monobanders right here in front of me. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. That's what I told my kids. But anyway, we got this TM-261A with the microphone, the power cord, the mount, the manual, the box for $65. And the folks can get you at 864-509-6653 between 9 a.m. and 10 p.m., correct?
And again there, buddy. Appreciate it. Tell Joy, hey, W4AKG.
We will do it. Does anyone need any fields on this Kenwood TM-261A that AK just listed? Now, AK, but we'll run this as usual for a few weeks. When you sell it, if you don't mind, let me know. And that way I can take it off my book, keep my book straight. And AK, Joy's got one of those in her car. We run one of those in the car, and I've got one in here in the shack. They're nice little radios, but they are monobanders. So anyway, tell Miss Teresa we said hello. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
For MT with a couple of items. I have a Yaesu FT-991 Alpha. It's an all-band, all-mode base station. It does HF, VHF, UHF, all-mode. And I've also got its matching power supply. It's the Yaesu FP-1023A. Like I said, it's a little matching power supply that goes with it. It's been in my house for maybe 2 years, smoke-free environment, pet-free environment, and asking $1,000 for both of them. I don't want to separate them because, like I said, the power supply matches the Yaesu. But I will entertain very reasonable offers, and my contact information is 864-395-5880, and I'm here in Pickens.
You have for sale a Yaesu FT-991A. That's a does UHF, VHF, and HF, all-mode transceiver. You have the matching FP-1023A power supply, and you would like $1,000 for both items, correct, so far?
Like I said, I'll entertain very reasonable offers, and I've got all of the boxes, all the manuals, all of the components that came with these items, and both of these items are practically in mint condition.
That's always good to know, and you are over in Pickens. Your call sign is KX4MT, and they can reach you at 864-395-5880, correct?
I do appreciate it.
Does anyone need any fields on this Yaesu FT-991 and the FP-1023A speaker that Mike just listed?
That's the FT-991 Alpha. It's the A. It's the one with the waterfall.
I got her down. And we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can take them off my book, keep my book straight. Does anyone need any fields? Counsel, anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book, or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Kilo Oscar 4BDM. I've got some replacements. Push switches for the Kenwood that are new. I also have 12-volt incandescent lights for ICOM as well as Kenwood. If anybody is in need of those, there's peanut lights that are required to be soldered in. And I've got a linear 50-watt transistor replacement for an IC2728.
I'm going to see if I kept up with you. I don't believe I got it all, but you said you had some push buttons for a Kenwood radio. You also have some lights for a
ICOM and also the Kenwood. And then you have a 50-watt transistor for the IC2728. Is that right?
Yes, it could be used for the IC27 or the IC28. They're direct replacement. But they're all of it brand new. And anybody needs it, give me a call. And my number is 864-435-3503. And I'll try to set you up.
Got your phone number down. It is 864-435-3503, correct?
That's affirmative.
Does anyone need any fields on these parts that Jim just listed? Nothing heard right now, but we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell these parts, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight over on this end. I would appreciate it. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off for the swap net book, call KI4DOS.
DOS. 5K4, November Charlie Tango. I've got an item up for sale here.
For NCT, Mr. Bob. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, Ned, I've got an ICOM ID51A+, D-Star UHF. VHF 5-watt HT has three batteries, the Nifty manual, a 32-gigabyte SD card installed in it, and it's GPS and Android compatible. Plus, I have the programming software for it as well, and I'm asking $275 for it, and it's brand new. I mean, it's like brand new. Probably got less than 10 hours use on it, and I'm talking on it right now.
I got a little bit behind there. I missed the actual number of that, that ICOM, the UHF, VHF, HT. It's got three batteries. You got the manual. I missed how much the SD card has got in it. You also have the programming software. Did you say that was a D-Star?
Yes, it is an ICOM India Delta 51 Alpha Plus D-Star 2-meter 440 5-watt HT.
ICOM ID instead of IC51, right?
Yes, India Delta 51 Alpha Plus. It's an ID51A+ D-Star. The 2-meter 440 HT.
I apologize for that. I got a little behind and just missed that part of it, but we got her down. So you want $275 for it, and it's almost brand new, correct?
Yeah, well, I've had it about 4 years, but it has very little use. And as I said, I'm talking on it now. Here at the house, over here on top of the mountain, and I guess I'm making it in the repeater okay there, but it's like buying a brand new radio. I do have the two extended life 1150 milliamp hour batteries and the original battery as well with it. It's got three batteries, the charger, and I didn't mean to give you such a big list on it, but if anybody needs any information on it, they can feel free to call me at 864-415-3883 from 10 a.m. in the morning till midnight at night.
The folks can reach you at 864-415-3883, and they can reach you between the hours of 10 a.m. and 12 a.m. to midnight. Is that all correct so far?
Right there. Thank you very much, Gary.
We'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this D-Star HT, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. I do appreciate it. Does anyone need any fields? Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS.
KJ4DOS. Kilo 4, Sierra Uniform Golf, K4HUG, right traveler's rest, no traffic. Good evening, Gary.
DOS. Alright, please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Papa Foxtrot India, that's Don. And Kilo Golf 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec, that's Linda. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. Hello, Ray.
Okay, 4 DOS. Again, Joe. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta in Greer. I will be in and out this evening. Over.
4 DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. And I'll be back to you in just a minute or two for some comments. And KG4PFI, that's my big old tall buddy Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. And good talking to you this afternoon there, young man. I'd also like to say good evening to KK4JD, Mr. Joe over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Is there anyone else with anything else that they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off before I start the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got on the SwapNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Syncor Mark IV. That's a tube tester. They would like $75 for it. Excuse me, $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ-297. It's a desk mic. It's brand new in the box. He's got a cable for a Yaesu radio, so it'll hook up to a Yaesu. And he would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an MFJ. It's a fella has two MFJ-170B antenna switches. He would like $15 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? It's a Yaesu FT991A. He says it's about 4 months old, and he would like $1,000 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu VX170. That's a 2-meter HT. He has a manual, it's a charger, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-870. He also has the matching SP-31 speaker and a TS-50 power supply. It's a complete station. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Mosley TA-33. That's an HF beam. It's a tri-bander. 10, 15, 20 meters, and he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight over on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. On the rag you list tonight's Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there in Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, what have you and Miss Edie been up to today?
Oh, not much of anything, Jerry. What's the matter? Everybody mad at you? You have come up first on the list.
Oh, there's one more on there, but he likes to... hang around till after the other folks have talked.
I had I had to pull the chain a little bit. I couldn't resist that. Probably all out Christmas shopping or something. Oh, we had a pretty good day today. Been a little on the busy side, and I slept late. And been dragging a little bit, too. But everything considered is going all right. It's too wet to plow on the outside, so I couldn't do anything outdoors. And been peeling around in the house a little bit, getting a few odds and ends taken care of. Looks like the big day is getting closer and closer and closer. We watch some television, watch some of the programs, and listen to the talking heads tell us about the country going to pot, and you know how that goes. We wait and see what happens, Gary, over.
Ray, sounds like you had a good day all, everything said and doing. You need to sleep late every once in a while. That don't hurt you, I don't guess. I was going to sleep in this morning, but the dog started barking about 7 o'clock, and why she was barking right outside my window, I don't know, but she started barking, and I got up, put the coffee on, and been going ever since. But that's the way that goes. We hadn't been out anywhere today. The only time I've been out, I've had to go out to the barn for some grab a couple of items that I had out there that I needed in the house. To work with some tools and to go out and feed the dog. But other than that, we've been pretty well hunkered down in the house. It's been, as Joy says, miserly over here all day. It rained pretty hard a couple of times, but most of the time it's just drizzling out there and just enough to get you wet if you go out there and stay very long. And so we've been staying in the house pretty much today, too. I've started reading another good book that I've been wanting to reread. I've already read it once, and I'm starting it over again. But I'm enjoying that, and that's a good thing to do on a cold, rainy day, I guess.
It sounds like a winter to me. We didn't go anywhere. They talked last night. They was talking trash about being ice on the roads this morning, so I made arrangements so I got everything I needed to do done yesterday evening so I wouldn't have to go out tonight, this morning. But there wasn't nothing but water out there, so I could have gone if I needed to. He's talking about books. I don't know if you're familiar with Clive Cussler or not, but he's been writing books here for several years now. And I've got a whole collection of his books. I think I've got all of them. I'm not sure. I'll have to go back and check. He's over 70 books that he's written. And he passed away here last week, so it looks like his collection's going to be a classic, over.
So I did not know that he had passed away, but I have read several of his books. Matter of fact, Joy ordered, I like to have a book in my hand, you know, paper book. But Joy ordered some on for her Kindle, and then she put them on my Kindle, that little electronic pad thing. It does all kinds of crazy stuff, but she put two different, a set of three on one and either two or three on another offer, and I got those and read those. He's a good author. Once you get into his books, he kind of keeps you spellbound and you don't want to put the book down.
Yeah, him and Alistair McLean was that kind of author, too. I think I got pretty much all of his books, too. And I kind of hang on to them every once in a while. I go drag one of them out and read it again. Yeah, there's nothing like a good book. It don't require batteries. It don't require any special connections or anything like that. You just pick it up and sit down in a cozy spot and open the page and start reading over it.
And I tell you, I've read several books, and I know you have too, that they've made movies out of. And any time they take a book and make a movie out of it, the movie does not do the book justice, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of the writers write in pretty good detail,
So you got your own mind's eye picture of what's going on and what things look like and all this. And then they put it on the big screen and it don't look nothing like you had in your mind.
That's the way I feel about it, too. The movies are good. I've seen several of them, and several of them been on television. I Snake and Zebra and The Guns of Navarone and a few others I could go ahead and name. I got some of them I remember, but I couldn't put the name on them right now. But, and Bear Island was another one. It keeps you going for a while. And these books that I've been naming over to you are all Alistair MacLean books, over.
For his books is real. I don't have a full collection by any means, but I like a good book. I really do. Joy enjoys it. A lot of times I'll go out and be out in the yard working or doing something somewhere else or something, but every once in a while I sit down and pick up a book and I guess she enjoys the peace and quiet because I'm being still.
Yeah, that goes with the territory. I had a set of Edgar Rice Burroughs' Tarzan books. I can't talk hardly. And I gave them to Nathan. I passed them on to Nathan. And these books is where I've got almost a full set or a full set of them. I'd love to pass them on to somebody that likes good books and I kind of keep them going, keep them in circulation. And, I think you know the point. And I'd hate for them to wind up in the garbage dump somewhere.
I'm with you there, Ray. And there's books out now that the school system has banned that we read in school. And I told Joy, I said, you know, it's going to come to the point where we better cherish our paperback books or, you know, our books that are in print, whether they're hardbound or, you know, got a hardbound binding or a paperback binding or whatever. Hang on to them because, you know, I don't want those type of things to get thrown away or burned or tore up or whatnot, and people banned them and all of this. And, that's happened before, and I don't want it to happen again.
It happened in two cases in history that I remember from going to school. Believe it or not, I did go to school. But in two cases where a dictatorship was established. One of the first thing they did was have a book burning over.
You know, you said it earlier, we'll just have to wait and see what happens, but I don't want that to happen, Ray. I really don't. I've never lived through it, but I have read about it in the history books and this sort of thing. Heard people talk about them that did live through it, and they're too precious to me. You know, if we don't put it down in writing, how will somebody in the future know what's going on? That's the way I look at it.
Well, that's something else, too. It bothers me a little bit. This thing that's going on now about destroying statues or buildings or whatever because they had a name of a person that you didn't agree with. I'm not going to say whether the person good, bad, or indifferent, but he or she is a part of our history. Now, you can destroy the statue, you can destroy the building, you can't destroy the history. You can take it out of the books and hide it and try to keep people from knowing about it, but it's still there, Gary.
They're right. Yeah, they tried to wipe us off the face of the earth, it seems like, but that ain't going to happen.
Like me and you, get on the radio and talk about it, Walt.
We're liable to get a nasty note coming one of these days. I don't know. But anyway, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I guess it is, Gary. I don't think we've got anybody upset about what we've been talking about. I'm not trying to. I'm just talking about some things that I think about quite a bit. And, this We need to pass this stuff on to our children, and they'll pass it on to their children, because history has a bad habit of repeating itself, Gary. And if you don't know what happened in the past, you don't know what to expect and what to do about it in the future, over.
W4FCM.
Hey, hang on a minute. Let's see what Fred's got. Go ahead, Fred.
I was going to say, Ray, I got a PhD. I'm Gary, but too much. Hope it's not him half as sharp as Ray is. Listen to him laughing. Just, that's like 90 years, like he's about 30-year-old man or something. Enjoyed you, Ray.
Teenager messing up and isolating a little bit. You have to come back to me with that again and cut your volume. Don't talk quite so loud and slow it down, please. Not you, it's my hearing aids.
So, enjoyed listening to you.
He was enjoying listening to us, Ray, and that, you know, what we were saying was, you know, that's the way he thought about the books and stuff, too, I think. But, you know, it's amazing how things have been going. Appreciate you coming in there, too, Fred.
Yeah, thank you, Fred. Hey, hope as sharp as Ray is. Just, he's sharp. W4FCM, enjoy you guys.
It's not Fred. It's not you, Fred. It's my end that's having the problem, over.
I'm on the end out here in the bedroom, Ray. Maybe me too, though, but I'm just saying you're sharp and enjoy you. It's good to be neighbors with you here at W4FCM signing.
Okay, I got it that time. I'm glad we'll have to get together. It's been a while since you and I have got together on anything. We're going to have to do something about that while these are first days. You have yourself a good night. Appreciate the comments.
Thank you, W4FCM. Thank you, Gary.
Ray, he's a good neighbor. He's a fine fella. Him and Isla both, his wife, and they're not too far away from you up there. Yeah, y'all pretty close as far as neighbors go. But I like old Fred. Well, I'm rambling now, Ray. What else y'all been up to?
I went out and spurged a little bit. Got us an electric blanket, Daddy. Goes to live it up to you for a while until the power fails anyhow.
I used to have an electric blanket years ago, and I turned it on before I went to bed. And then I turned it off. You know, get the bed warm, then you go in there and get in a nice warm bed, and you go right off to sleep. But if you don't leave those things on, they're not as warm as a regular blanket.
No, they won't work if you just use them for an insulator, but they get warm and get the whole bed warm. That reminds me of something else. I'll tell you this story, and then I'll shut up and let somebody else talk. Many years ago, when bedtime come, or when it's getting pretty close to bedtime, I had me a big flat rock, and I'd get that big flat rock and I'd put it in the back of the fireplace and let it get good and hot, and then I'd wrap it up. I had an old piece of a blanket that I'd wrap it up in, and I slept up in the attic, and I could look up through at the roof of that attic. It was a tin roof, and I could look at the stars through the nail holes in the roof. And when it snowed, I'd wake up in the morning, there'd be piles of snow on my bedclothes where I would sift through those holes in the tin roof. But anyhow, I'd take that hot rock up there and put it in that bed down next, close to the foot of the bed, and that kept warm that bed up so I could crawl in there with that freezing to death over.
I used to do that a lot, years ago. But it works, and it don't just warm it up for right now. It keeps it warm for a good long while to let that rock cools down. And once you get it under the covers, and it ain't just one little sheet or a blanket or something like that. It's probably a couple of blankets or a couple of quilts or something. It's thick covers, but still, it held the heat in pretty good.
I guess I better hush, Gary. I keep talking. I'm going to have that, be telling everybody how old I am.